Or sometimes when you have to choose from the college catalog here, you're not sure which version you're getting. I assure you I'm never playing that version ever again. Remixes are the bane of my existence here. They redo it, but it doesn't make it better. They've taken the edge off of it, and that's really too bad because that is a really good song. Then, of course, after that, we had Boz, Skaggs, and Breakdown Dead Ahead. Then it was Badfinger and Baby Blue, Steely Dan with FM, and, of course, Chris Rea, Fool, If You Think It's Over. It's not over. I'm a vengeful, spiteful man. Side note on Boz Skaggs, for a lot of folks who probably already know this, he got his start with the Steve Miller Band as one of the sidemen. And interestingly enough, that particular song there, the solo was done none other by Steve Lukather. So there's your obscure fun fact of the day. And of course, with Badfinger and Baby Blue, for fans who have been watching Breaking Blue, I'm surprised that it took them near the end of the whole series to finally play that song when they were playing Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells. I thought, yep, that fits too. So anyway, good on the folks who actually created, which I thought was probably an amazing TV series. And of course, I mean, yes, it is about a meth dealer. But again, it's a little bit more than that. And the best part about it is the show totally ended when it absolutely had to. So anyway, I'm going to kick off things with the official fifth Beatle. And that, of course, is none other than Billy Preston. And interestingly enough, on a deathbed confession to his assistant of many, many years, was the painful admission that he was gay. And that was kind of a surprise for some folks, but that is generally irrelevant for most of it. I mean, it's one thing to be a gay man back in the 60s and 70s, but a gay black man on top of that, talk about a man who had to overcome obstacles. But the fact of the matter is that he was a musician, obviously, first. And to kick off things, let's go with Will It Go Round in Circles. You're listening to the Dead Letter Office. I'm your host, Jimmy Lincoln Logs.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. When they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky, when they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky, fly high. I've got a story, ain't got no moral, but the bad guy win every once in a while. Every once in a while, when it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky. I gotta dance, ain't got no steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird.
gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. Will it go round and circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round and circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Ah! Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go down and circle?
Let it live. rocks and things. There were sands and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one.
Bye. standing in between them all. I met a Mr. Cripe, and he said, I welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. Was not expecting you. Let's wrap and tap at Crackerbox Palace. Know that the Lord is well and inside. Welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. No matter where you roam, know our love is true. You bring such joy.
WMFO Medford 91.5. That, of course, was George Harrison and Crackerbox Palace. Boy, I didn't really listen to the lyrics in the past, but I had no idea he was looking to deport people. George, you're building a wall around that castle. I need to know. All right, numbers to think about. Uninsured health care costs. In the healthcare debate, it's often stated that the uninsured drive up healthcare costs for everyone else because they use medical services without paying for them, ultimately shifting their bills along to those with insurance through higher premiums. While it is true that overwhelming medical expenses are a factor in more than 62% of all personal bankruptcies, and that each year there are $57 billion in unpaid medical bills, the fact is that those $57 billion represent just 2% of the $2.5 trillion Americans annually spend on health care. Think about that, 2% of the $2.5 trillion. Compared to the 2.2%, these retail shoplifting losses, which can run as high as 15%. Focusing in on where the expenses really are, just 5% of Americans account for half of all medical costs, and the majority of them are older, white, and already covered by a private or public health insurance plan. Many of them suffer from so-called lifestyle diseases, such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, caused by poor eating choices and a lack of physical activity and exercise. This, of course, is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Educational Radio. Again, it's America. I say we demonize the poor and brutalize them and deport them all. You know that's not true. Anyway, failed you as a DJ today because those last two songs that I had played were by, of course, former Beatles. And had I been on top of things, I literally should have put them right after Billy Preston, who is, as far as I'm concerned, he is the legit fifth Beatle. Let's actually catch up to the playlist. So I kicked that last half an hour off with Billy Preston, Will It Go Round in Circles. Actually, that's not true. After that, I had, Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. Spinners, I'll Be Around. Orleans, Dance With Me. America, Horse With No Name. Ringo, Photograph. And, of course, George Harrison in Crackerbox Palace. Fun fact, if you follow Joe Walsh on, Twitter, one of the funny things you'll see is that he and Ringo are literally together almost all the time. And I didn't realize, but apparently they are related through marriage. Of course, Ringo married the stunning Barbara Bach. And then, of course, Joe Walsh married her sister, Marjorie, I believe. And so there you have it, Marjorie Bach. In fact, they married in 2008. So there, fun fact. So with all of that said, I know that this is a 70s show, and we have been playing a lot of the stuff in the 70s, and I know that a lot of these things are not deep cuts, nor are they meant to be. I mean, these are songs that I remember growing up, and I had fun with a lot of them. I think that you should too. Next week, we'll probably end up playing something different. You know, the Dead Letter Office doesn't conform to one pattern. So, you know, this has been a lot of fun. I can't believe I've only got a half an hour left to go in this show. We'll have a different show next week. I've been debating because I know that at some point, Postman Bobby wants to do a blues show, and I'm totally on board with that. In fact, usually when we run a blues show, we have the largest amount of listeners, both online and through the air. So this is apparently Medford and Somerville are very much a blues town. So given the kind of rents around here, I can see why. Anyway, that's enough talking for now. I figure we'll just kick off the next round of music. And yeah, you know, at this point, I have nothing else. If you are interested, and you're interested in looking at stale websites, check out mine, which is simply coffeeheadachemusic.com. There's a podcast that I started with my brother roughly 6-7 months ago, and we'll probably pick it up since we're almost now fully in the summer. It's mainly music. No, it's all music. Maybe a little bit more obscure for those who are really looking for obscure stuff. But anyway, like I said, I ramble on, and you came to listen to music. This is Gordon Lightfoot in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You're listening to Jimmy Lincoln Logs on WMFO 91.5.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come for the baby.
Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come for the baby.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Hopes I'm begging you save a little soul. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come baby.
In walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine.
Come baby.
Back down where you once belonged, in the back of a dream car 20-foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you've got to get smart. Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe.
Come
all the way
the baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm making you save a little soul.
Golden years.
taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up for baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
WMFO Medford 91.5, Maximum Effort by Aerosmith. That, of course, was Combination. So the challenge I had was simply, I will bet you that you can't put Andrew Gold and AC/DC in the same block set. Well, challenge accepted, because that's how we're going to find our way out very shortly. Interestingly enough, we played a song by Andrew Gold, of course, which was Lonely Boy. And the fun fact about that is there was a guitarist, a session musician named Waddy Wachtel. And a lot of his stuff in the past, he's collaborated with a lot of the Stones, primarily Keith Richards. I think he's on at least two or three of his albums. And he also worked with Mick Jagger as well. Anyway, he was the session musician on that song. And while that song was going gold, literally, and making Andrew Gold lots of money, Wachtel, being a session musician, was at a 7-Eleven when that song was playing on the overhead radio. And at that point, he had no money to his name, and he was begging the cashier for a pack of cigarettes, saying, "That's my playing on there." Anyway, there's actually a really good documentary about session musicians if you get a chance. It's a documentary put together by Jason Hook, who's the guitarist for Five Finger Death Punch. The song, movie is called Hired Gun, and absolutely worth watching, because it's got everybody from John 5 into it to Kenny Aronoff, Alice Cooper, and these are the tales of sidemen. Now, before you feel all sorry for them, just remember, when the day is done, when they're playing for big artists, they also have one luxury that the other band members don't have, and that's they get paid up front. Now, granted, some don't get paid as much as others, but, you know, that's a story for another time. Anyway, I've had a lot of fun here. I want to thank everybody who tuned in today. Again, thanks to Bobby and Cindy out in Lynn, and, of course, all of the other folks that I expect will be giving me flack for the show today. But again, it was meant more of a dedication to my wife of 20 years. And if you don't like it, too bad. We'll be back next week with something entirely different anyway. I do know that on tap, we do have a blues show coming down the pipe. We also have a jazz show coming down the pike, too, because I'm actually really excited. This past week in the New York Times, apparently, I believe, I'm going to fail at this, but I know that they recently found lost recordings. I want to say it's Ornette Coleman, but I don't have my facts or my stuff in front of me, so we will actually have to check that at a later time. But yeah, a jazz show is very definitely imminent. There could be options for a metal show again down the road. I think also, I mean, let's face it, there are just days where a good rock show does it. I've been also listening to a lot of country as well, so there will be, you know, I might actually even do a Hank Williams country show all the way from senior to three. Hank three is a different guy, no doubt about it, but boy, I'll tell you, he sounds a lot like his grandfather. And, you know, Hank Williams Jr. has his own stuff as well. But anyway, it's almost 3 o'clock, so I should get myself on out of here. I threatened you with some AC/DC, so I will leave out on that. I will probably see you next week. You have heard the best from the Dead Letter Office. And again, this is your host, Jimmy Lincoln Logs, and we will talk to you folks, I believe, next week. See ya.